Hi, everybody. Welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. My name is Patrick Foster. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to January New Music Time on Rockin' the Suburbs. We are about to kick off our January New Music Series because our listeners know that nothing stops the new music train. It seems like it's been a good month for new music. We have a lot of submissions, and I really want to thank everybody who persevered and got these picks in during the busy January time. And we tremendously value the knowledge that our community has about new music. It really is. It's really a blessing. So thanks to everybody who takes the time to submit. And we are going to jump into it without further ado, as is traditional on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hi, Jim and Patrick, fellow Rocking Suburbs listeners. Stephen Routledge here, calling you from Scotland with what will be my last new music picks. From Edinburgh, at least, before we move to Stirling in, as I record this, 7 days' time. As we established last year, the new music train waits for no man or podcast, and January 2024 has proved to be a far from Spartan month for new tunes. My first pick is from New York band Guts and the song The Mirror from the album Regeneration. Taking the slow burn atmospherics of a band like Mogwai and putting them through an angsty metal filler gives a brooding metal sound that seems just right for a cold January. Second pick is from what has become one of my favourite bands, that being Kansas's own The Roseline. Not sure if Mike Snyder has to take a drink now that I've mentioned Kansas, but I do know that Mike is also a fan of this band. Technically their new album Keystone of the Heart doesn't release until the 2nd of February. However, given that I pre-ordered the CD at the earliest opportunity, and despite being on the other side of the Atlantic, I was holding the CD in my hand on the 19th of January, so that counts as a January release for me. Another demonstration of the benefits of ordering from Bandcamp, folks. Anyway, Keystone of the Heart isn't in my 10 best albums of 2024. It would have been a truly spectacular year for new music. Colin Halliburton, who basically is the Rose Line, has delivered another really good album here. And I could take any track from it, but in this instance, let's go with Sabre Rattlers. As ever, I look forward to hearing what my fellow listeners have picked. And I hope that this January's new music picks don't end me up in detention with Professor Nygaard's again. Just be sure, keep rocking the suburbs. Every day.
In my dreams I'm thrashing, teeth are gnashing, dust became a bone. Ain't got faith, but we got fealty. Oh, my love, your sweetest, terrible radio song. Stuck inside.
Hi Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin, and in the words of Stephen Routledge, the new music train waits for no man or podcast. So here's my January new music picks. My first pick is Literary Mind by Dublin band Sprint from their debut album Letter to Self. Sprint formed in 2019. And have released a handful of singles and EPs before this debut album. They remind me a lot of Japandroids on the song Literary Mind. It's kind of Japandroids if you mix them with kind of early Idlewild and other late 90s kind of alternative rock bands. It's just loads of fun and just full of energy. I need to spend more time with this album, but there are definitely a couple of other tunes on this record like Shadow of a Doubt and Shaking Their Hands, which is standing up for me at the moment.
Fire coming, burning from within.
My second pick is Bye Bye by Kim Gordon from a forthcoming record called The Collective, coming out in March. I saw a headline which declared this single a banger, and it's not wrong, but at the same time it's kind of a mix of accessible and inaccessibility. It's kind of hard to describe. I think it's maybe something like if Sonic Youth were a hip-hop group and they had a synth player. Anyway, that's all from me. Hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
Train waits for no man on podcast.